From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Fish populations along the East Coast have been having a rough time of it. There's been a rash of unexplained die-offs and mysterious chronic diseases. Scientists who used to study problems with particular kinds of fish are now pooling their research, looking for common threads. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren got a first-hand look at some of the fish recently on the Chesapeake Bay in southeastern Virginia.
Striped bass, also known as rockfish or stripers, are prized by anglers and chefs around the Chesapeake Bay area. But the fish are hurting.
Just look at all the skin lesions all over the flank of the fish, especially along the belly. I mean, this fish is almost solid lesion.
Wolfgang Vogelbein of the Virginia Institute of Marine Science says most striped bass in the Chesapeake, 70% of them, are suffering from a chronic wasting disease called microbacteriosis. It eats away their flesh and their organs and eventually kills them. In the meantime, it makes them very unappealing.
It looks pretty ugly. This is not a fish that anyone, if they caught it, would want to take home to eat.
On several of the rivers that feed into the Chesapeake Bay, another popular sport fish, smallmouth bass, also has been devastated in recent years. There was a large die-off of them on the North Fork of the Potomac in 2003, another along the North Fork of the Shenandoah in 2004, and a third on the South Fork of the Shenandoah last year. Don Kang of the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality collected sick and dead fish from the two Shenandoah rivers.
They would have what looked almost like somebody had put a cigarette or a cigar out on the fish's side, a pretty nasty-looking lesion. Behaviorally, there didn't seem to be much unusual with the fish, but then they would eventually turn up dead.
Vicky Blazer, a federal biologist from the U.S. Geological Survey, dissected some of the smallmouth bass, and she discovered what she believes is a very important clue about what's ailing the fish.
What we see is immature eggs within the testes of the male fish.
She calls it intersex. They have both male and female characteristics.
There are naturally hermaphroditic fish, but bass are not. They should have separate sexes.
She says the problem is very widespread among smallmouth bass, at least in the Potomac. The smallmouth bass from the Three Rivers and the striped bass in the Chesapeake are just a few of the fish populations that have been ravaged by die-offs and disease in recent years. Others include lobsters in the Long Island Sound, white perch in the Hudson, and croakers in the Chesapeake. Academic and government scientists are alarmed and perplexed. They've planned a series of meetings over the next few months. They want to figure out why the fish have become so vulnerable to disease, or at least develop strategies for coming up with answers.
All of these things suggest that there's something wrong. Something wrong in terms of the overall ecosystem health.
Blazer believes that the fish's immune systems are compromised, and she has a hunch that in the case of the smallmouth bass, at least part of the blame goes to pollutants that behave like the hormone estrogen. Until recently, they weren't considered harmful.
And we're talking about things like natural estrogens that are excreted from livestock. We're talking about ethinyl estradiol that's used in birth control and then gets into the water through wastewater treatment plants. Many of the pesticides and herbicides that we use can be estrogenic. Some of the antimicrobials that are added to things like toothpaste and hand lotion and laundry detergent.
Blazer believes exposure to these chemicals could explain why fish are developing with traits from both sexes and why they have weak immune systems. Back on the Chesapeake, Wolfgang Vogelbein examined some diseased striped bass. He believes they, too, have immune system problems. He thinks the reason is that striped bass are not able to seek shelter in the bay's deeper, cooler water during the summer. That's because nutrient pollution from farms, runoff, and wastewater plants has created so-called dead zones in those parts of the bay.
The thought is they're being forced out into warmer portions of the bay and that is stressful and maybe predisposing them to this disease.
He and his colleagues still have far more questions than answers. But like the researchers studying smallmouth bass, they believe the sick fish point to a sick environment.
The bay is changing. And, you know, we suspect that these fish are, in essence, sentinels. you know, and that they're telling us that things are changing, that some things are changing for the worse.
The scientists believe that what they learn about the sick fish could provide insights into human immune systems as well. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.